Okay, so today I'll be talking to you guys about contraception use in Egypt, and more specifically tell you a little bit about a proposed initiative to reduce health-related objections to contraceptive use in Egyptian women. So, to begin with, I have no financial relationships to disclose.
Bring your mic down a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Bring your mic down.
So I hope you guys will come out of this presentation with a bit of an understanding of the contraception options that are utilized in Egypt and what's available, and be able to identify alternatives to contraception use by Egyptian women who don't use contraception due to negative health effects. And more specifically, I hope you'll come out of it with an awareness of the key elements of a condom promotion campaign in Egypt. So to begin with, I want to give you a little bit of a background on health and family planning in Egypt. So the current family planning program has existed in its form since 1985. It's been substantially backed by USAID and international donors, and that's both technically and logistically and financially. And it was built vertically, but during the early 90s, it began to be integrated into local primary health care centers and hospitals. And it's been a relatively successful program. If you can see here from the statistics that I've listed, in the past 30 years, it's doubled the contraception use rate to 80%. That's the rate of having ever used any contraception method. And it's decreased the total fertility rate from about 6 to 3 women in 2008. And this information is taken from a demographic and health survey conducted in 2008. So the contraception prevalence rate has been pretty stable in the past 3 or 4 years at about 60%. This information here is taken from the DHS. You can see a graphical representation of the different types of contraception utilized by Egyptian women. Over a third use the intrauterine device, or the IUD, and that's followed by the pill and the injectable. And interestingly enough, only 2% of women use other modern methods. There's lots of choices, but to name one, condom use is only 1% of that. And 3% of women utilize traditional methods of contraception, such as withdrawal and such as fertility awareness. So I want to take a little closer look at that 40% of women who do not utilize contraception. 58% of women who do not use contraception and 75% of those who do not even intend to use contraception cite fertility as a reason for not using any method at all. And that means either they want to become pregnant or they cannot become pregnant, so they don't really need contraception anyway. The next reason why women do not use contraception is actually side effects and the perceived fear of negative health effects. And as you know, female contraception can cause irregular bleeding, mood disturbances, weight gain. They have also been contraindicated in certain diseases, such as cardiovascular disease, and some studies have even linked them to estrogen-related cancers. That's pretty controversial. It's not a fact, but it's definitely something that prevents women from utilizing all their options or from pursuing contraception. So, if we delve a little bit deeper into the issue of negative health effects, we see that married women who use more invasive methods of contraception, such as the pill, the IUD, and the injectable, display high rates of discontinuation due to side effects, whereas condom users, who comprise only 1% of married women, do not report discontinuations due to health effects as barriers to use. Interestingly enough, condom use is a very poorly marketed method of family planning in Egypt. As you can see here, only half of Egyptian women know about condoms, whereas 100% know about the pill, 100% know about IUD, injectable, and most women know about the implant as well. And this is probably largely a cultural thing. So considering this information, how do we propose to improve family planning in Egypt? We believe it's pretty important to increase contraception prevalence. It's necessary for demographic stability, and it's also shown to improve maternal and child health. We hope to do this, to increase contraception prevalence, by reducing women's health-related objections to contraception use, and specifically by offering condoms as an alternative to doing so. So we want to do this through a proposed initiative that the government would take on, and the initiative involves three steps, the first of which is education. Going back to those primary healthcare centers that I mentioned, they already have counselors available there to advise patients, but we want to encourage the use of these counselors to explore the variety of options available and explain them, and to help women navigate choices as well as men, and of course to emphasize the effectiveness of condoms at preventing sexually transmitted infections, avoiding pregnancies, of course, empowering men in reproductive health matters, and relieving women of the concerns they have regarding the invasiveness of IUDs or the hormone-altering effects of the pill. The second part of our initiative is necessary to overcome cultural stigma towards condom purchasing use, and that's community engagement. More broadly, community engagement will also empower local communities to make informed decisions and take control of their health. This is especially important given that our initiative hopes to target the percentage, the minority, I should say, of Egyptians who are, I should say, less proactive about taking care of themselves, especially men. And men, of course, don't usually take a very huge role in family health and reproductive health matters, and this initiative should target that as well. So we want to, looking at the family planning services that are offered in the primary health care centers, we want to further integrate those, and we want to also expand the programs offered by offering condoms there and encouraging STI testing, and also by scheduling follow-up visits for women at these centers, and that's basically to see whether or not they're happy with the contraception method that they're using, and if they're not happy with it, to show them a different alternative, give them another option, and make sure that they find the right fit for them, because of course everyone has different needs, and not every method of contraception is right for everyone. So to target Egyptians of lower socioeconomic status, we want to expand our presence in the community, and that's by going into the workplace. And we hope to disseminate information by providing lunch break talks that will address questions and answer questions that people have regarding condoms and about female contraception as well, and by offering certain services such as STI testing at the workplace occasionally. The third part of our initiative is actually social marketing and mass media campaign, and that'll take place primarily through television advertisements. 70% of Egyptians are literate and 30% are illiterate, and so we decided that television would be the widest, would be the way to reach the widest audience, and it's also a way to work within the existing framework and within the existing culture, because television is a national pastime in Egypt. It's something that everyone rallies around, and it's already an established method of circulating health messages, catchy jingles and commercials, and also public health announcements by medical doctors and other professionals are already seen on TV, so utilizing that kind of a framework would be best in furthering our own agenda here. So going back to that, so television advertisements will hopefully publicize available resources at the primary healthcare centers and local healthcare centers, and we also hope that they'll be able to disseminate information and trigger publications and hopefully create the open dialogue and discourse necessary to alter perceptions and stereotypes regarding condom use and the stigma attached to that. Hopefully, with increasing awareness, increasing discussion, increasing debate, and increasing acceptability within society, we can increase condom utilization. So in conclusion, our initiatives hopes to increase contraception utilization and improve family planning in Egypt by reducing the number of women who do not use contraception due to side effects and perceived negative health effects. In the short term, we hope that education will dispel erroneous beliefs about condom use and purchase and empower Egyptians, both male and female, to utilize existing services. We also hope that over the longer term, this initiative will encourage equitable decision making for men and encourage them and motivate them to take a more proactive role in reproductive health matters. Hopefully, at the same time, we'll also trigger an increase in the utilization of government health services. A lot of healthcare that's provided in Egypt right now is privatized. And on the side, we hope to curb the transmission rate of STIs, which has become a problem due to increasingly unsafe sexual behaviors. So I guess we have some more time. That was going to be my conclusion, but I do have an extra slide. We can talk about it in the discussion, but there are some policy limitations if this proposed initiative were to actually be implemented. The current political stability in the country is questionable, of course, given the revolution and everything that's taking place right now. These health measures are not necessarily the highest priority. They're not on the national agenda. And, of course, we also have to take into account budget constraints, and it's already funded by, I mean, healthcare in general is funded heavily by international donor support, so we would need a really important, like a really stable partnership between Egypt and the donors to carry on this program. And, of course, the fragmented health infrastructure could also be a policy limitation because although it's gotten a lot better in recent years and integration has, taking place over the past 15, 20 years, there's still a lot of work to do, and primary health care is not as stable and as widely available and accessible as it should be. Thank you.